Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Destination, everybody.
What's up?
And in four, count them, four more days, a chubby man in a red suit is going to be sliding down your chimney with some goodies for you. And no, we don't mean the guy you met on Tinder.
Ooh.
Oh, nasty.
I'm calling the police.
Plus, Sandra Bullock shows some skin to deliver some good news. And would you rather be a royal or a movie star? Or be a movie star living on $100 a month. We got all that in a little bit, so don't go nowhere. But first, Brad, what you got over there?
Yo, I know it's almost Christmas, but today is a national holiday of sorts because it's our favorite mother birthday.
Hey!
That's right, Samuel Leroy Jackson turns the big 7-0 today!
Yay!
Woo, happy birthday! And Mr. Jackson isn't only one of the greatest actors of our time, starring in iconic roles in Jungle Fever, Pulp Fiction, Django Unchained. He's also the highest grossing movie actor of all time. That's right, of all time. His movies have grossed over $5.7 billion worldwide.
Whoa!
You heard that, right?
Well, he was in enough
time.
Of them.
Yes,
he was in enough.
Through our whole lives, mm-hmm. we've seen him.
Yep.
So we salute you, Mr. Jackson, on your birthday and a great career that is still going. So which one of his roles is like the most iconic for y'all that Samuel Jackson
has done? Hands down, I have to say Pulp Fiction.
I knew you was going to say that. What about
Pulp Fiction? When he came in that room and he shot that boy. Ooh. Remember the two boys? The boy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
his curly afro.
Yeah, the
my
afro.
My favorite one, honey, is Gator in Jungle Fever. When he was a crackhead.
Yeah.
Love Gator.
He would dance for money.
Yes, baby. And he danced. And, I love that.
Man, salute to Samuel L. Jackson. I never knew the L stood for Leroy.
Me either.
He looked like a Leroy now.
He does look like a Leroy. That's what you been talking about, Gary.
Yeah. Well, we know he does watch the show, so shout out to you. We
shout
love
out
you.
Happy birthday,
homie.
Thank
birthday.
You for everything.
Get some mother sleep.
Okay, mother
Now, a lot of people say being born into royalty or being a celebrity is essentially the same thing. Both have fame and attention, both beyond belief. But English actress Liz Hurley, who has played the queen of a fictional country on a TV show, says she has insight on who is luckier, celebrities or the royals. Take a look.
Appreciation and also jealousy, because I've realized that in some ways the royal family are like showbiz people. You know, they're on display, they're critiqued, they're photographed everywhere they go, but I think they're luckier. You know, I think Prince William is luckier than Brad Pitt, really, because he gets both. He gets the fabulousness, and then he gets to put his, you know, Ugg boots on at home and stomp around.
So, is Liz right? Is Prince William luckier than Brad Pitt?
I would have to say yes.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if you're an actor or something, you know, like, you know, you have your highs and your lows. Like, yo, that movie was great. Yo, your movie sucked. If you're a royal, you just have to go out and show up to stuff. You don't write laws. Yo, you look whack when you was walking.
Right.
Like, you're like, no one has anything to critique.
And plus, they not letting you in their personal life like that unless they want you to know. Mm-hmm. Celebrities, they just put your whole business all out
that's
the street.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? But the royals ain't having it, honey. The queen been chopped her hands off.
Exactly. I would say, for sure, back in the old school days when we had old Hollywood, they were more like royals because they didn't have social media. You know, nobody really cared what the public had to say. You didn't hear us. Right. But nowadays, celebrities are way too exposed. Like, we actually know why Brad Pitt broke up with his wife.
Yeah.
And there's actually more famous people than there are non-famous
that's
people.
That's true. Right.
Thanks to social media.
If Harry had a drinking problem, we for damn sure wouldn't know.
Okay.
Right.
And then you get that cool title in front of your name, like Prince.
Princess.
Princess.
Oh, Queen.
King.
Yeah. Lord.
Luches.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Well, let us know what you prefer. Chime in on this debate. Tweet us at Dish Nation with your opinion.
Well, Sandra Bullock has a lot of great movie co-stars throughout the years. And recently, one of her former leading men, Harry Connick Jr., talked about how Sandra told him that he got the part in the movie Hope Floats. Let's just say Sandra has a weird way of giving good news. Take a look.
I really wanted to do this part, and it was between me and some other guy. Well, Sandra told me the guy that I'm really thinking about is this cowboy from Texas, and the part was a cowboy from Texas. I said, there's no way I'm going to get it. So it was time to fly back from Texas to Los Angeles. Sandra was being flown back on a private plane that the movie studio was paying for. I was just taking a commercial flight. So she said, if you want to ride back with me, come on and ride back with me. So we get on the plane, and I was trying to be coy and not let her know what I was thinking, but I really wanted to know who this other guy was. He's probably like got a lot going on, and he's famous. And she starts to untuck her shirt, and I'm thinking, okay, it's not particularly warm in here, but she wants to. So she starts unbuttoning her shirt, and she starts raising her shirt up. This is Sandra Bullock, remember. And on her stomach was written, "You got the part."
Well, what part was she saying he got?
That's a good shot.
Okay, that sounds kind of seductive.
Yeah, I think she was trying to induct him into the Mile High Club.
Okay.
He just didn't catch it.
He didn't.
Mm-mm. That's kind of unique.
That was cute, though. She had to have a good old stomach for that. Ain't no way just pulling their shirt up.
See, and that's how people get caught up in this whole
Me Too
thing.
Like, wait a minute, hold your belly up. I can't see the bottom.
Right.
You know, like if somebody invites, oh, you want to fly with me on my private plane?
Exactly.
And then as soon as somebody start unbuttoning their shirt, if you start following suit and meet them halfway, then all of a sudden, you out of a job.
Yeah.
And you want to list.
All later on down the line 20 years later. But my thing is it good for him to be telling that?
I don't know, because if it was the other way around, they'd be trying to do the move, Me Too on
him. Exactly.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Like, what if Louis C.K. wrote that on his stomach? So with all the countless money that we make here on Dish Nation, it's hard for me to budget myself. So this international movie star knows a thing or two about stretching a dollar, man. Do you remember Chow Yun-Fat?
Yes, I remember him. He came to, what's his name? Fast Domino.
No. He's from the movie Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and most recently, he was in the movie Crazy Rich Asians. It's making money all over the world.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah, he's cute. He's handsome.
He's the guy. Well, allegedly, he has a net worth of, get this, y'all, 543 million pounds.
How much is that in American dollars?
$710 million.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
Serious cake. So, anyway, you know how much he spends every month just to live?
How much?
78 pounds a month, which is the equivalent of $100 U.S.
Shut up.
Where he live? By a dollar store or something? Hell, I probably spend that on Uber Eats in a couple days.
Or he eating for two.
He cooking his own food. He growing his own crops, vegetables, fruits, and all that.
Egg
he only got
soup.
To get toilet paper and paper towels.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when we say live off of, I know we concentrating on food, but is this all his living necessities?
Well, here's the thing he says about money. He says, my dream is to be a happy and ordinary person. The hardest thing to achieve in life is not fortune, but how to maintain a peaceful mindset and live the rest of your life in a simple and carefree manner.
And that this man sense. Is, and guess what, Gary?
What?
Guess what the real shocking thing is?
What?
He's married.
And she living off a damn
That's what I'm trying to say. No, that's 50-50.
Yeah, people that live like that makes
Lord.
Me sick. Because my thing is, honey, you only live, honey. I mean, spend your damn
you
money.
You can't take it with you.
Honey, but there's different philosophies to it. Like, some people all about making money and spending it on themselves so they can enjoy all the spoils of life. Some people want to live meagerly and then, like, donate the money. Like, when he dies, he says he's going to donate all his money to charity.
Does he mean all? So this woman who has been suffering through $100 a month with him, he ain't going to leave her nothing.
He'll probably leave her $1,200, which will be enough for her to get by for a year.
Well, he almost worth $1 billion living off $100. Per month? Mm-hmm. I can't even. That's
he needs
crazy.
To change his name to Chow Yun like Fat, but P-H-A-T.
Yo,
exactly. And I'm looking at that jacket. I know that jacket costs more than $100, so he is lying.
Oh, the stylist got that for him and taking it back the next day.
Oh. Yep.
He probably brought it back that night.
Okay.
Just so he wouldn't have to pay a
cleaned late. Already.
Emma Rose recently said she let her kid curse, and now another celebrity is opening up about their child cursing. We'll tell you what this one has to say right after the break. Dish Nation. Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again here, Craig.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Hey, hey, hey.
Now, you guys know Keira Knightley. She's an actress, and she has a 3-year-old child.
Oh.
But not just a regular 3-year-old child. Oh. Cursing one.
Oh.
Ooh, little baby beautiful. Pirate, if you will. In a recent interview with People Magazine, Keira revealed that her daughter cursed for the first time the night Trump won the election and recently did it again.
Oh.
At least she knows when to curse.
Okay. That's a good reason.
That's right. You'll never pop her if she cursed for that.
Yeah, so Keira said, it was one of those country roads where it's a blind corner and suddenly there's another car coming. The brakes got put on and there wasn't a crash, but there was silence. Just afterwards, this little voice says, Daddy, is that when you say f***?
Oh.
This whole Hollywood trend of kids cursing and, like, you know, people being shocked by it. Come on now. Like, I mean...
They've always cursed.
Okay, especially the little spoiled white kids, honey. You didn't do it in the black family, little or growing up. But them kids be like, Mom, f*** you. Damn it, I'm doing that. What the hell, Mom?
No, I think it's good. It's expressive. They get to express themselves.
You didn't say that about Amber Rose, son.
Well, because that's a different story.
You sure
but
did.
I think it's expressive because if more black kids express themselves, it would be more intelligent children.
It'd no, not more, exactly.
It'd be more bruised children.
Yeah. Y'all, Charles Barkley is free balling. I'm not talking about playing ball either. Well, he's kind of juggling two of them.
Oh. Two balls?
No, well, kind of. The sports icon recently revealed that he likes to let it all hang out. Take a look.
Oh, my gracious.
Well, we have a video question from a fan of yours.
Okay. A source close to me tells me you don't wear underwear when you're live on TV. How come you don't wear drawers?
I've been 10 years without underwear, and I feel good about it, Jimmy.
Oh, Lord, no, that's just too much.
I mean, but he can get by because he's, like, he's not as active as he used to be. So it's not like he's grandfather clocking back there as he's trying to, like, make a slam dunk or something.
But my thing is, it don't look like he's wearing skinny jeans either or nothing kind of fitted. So what's holding that thing and been still?
It's just holding it still?
It just
hangs.
Yeah, gravity. Yeah.
But it's just all over the place, like with dress pants.
No, it don't be all over the place. It depends on what's the size. Now, once your blood is not in it, it's just going to be there.
But I thought you want to keep it just like safely still.
You want to keep them. You should want to keep them close.
And like a hammock, if you will, right?
Nestled, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Well, for him to reveal this now, I'm sure a lot of older women are disappointed.
Okay.
Because I figure they probably thought they would have seen something by now.
Exactly. Mm. Some kind of print.
Mm. Yeah.
But that one intern is like, why does he always have plums in his pocket?
All right, y'all. It's time to continue the best celebrity clapback countdown of 2018. And coming in at number 7 is Lana Del Rey versus Azalea Banks.
Clap, clap.
I think this was the most surprising clapback of all time.
I didn't think she had it in her.
Me either. It all started when Kanye West tweeted a photo rocking that MAGA hat, and Lana tweeted some pretty critical comments about Ye's support of Trump. So Azalea decided to be Wonder Woman and come to Kanye's defense, calling Lana's criticism selective outrage. And, of course, when Azalea goes in, we all know she goes in. She trolled Lana by tweeting a photo of the singer with the caption, "Let's talk about arm workouts today. Example, this is an example of an aging white woman who got work done on her face and none done on her body, where she needed it most. Let's walk her through some upper arm workout." Then the world was shocked because Lana clapped back tweeting, "I won't not the up," followed by, "You know the Addy, pull up anytime, say it to my face. But if I were you, I wouldn't."
She slept on Becky, honey.
Okay, yeah. So if y'all had to pick the winner, we all know who it is, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Lana Del Rey for right. the whole, you know, shock factor.
Shock factor. Yeah.
Now, y'all know, even though Azalea never has threatened physical harm to anybody, she does practice that witchcraft. She threatened Lana, saying she was going to burn her house down with voodoo.
Oh, my gosh, she must see you today.
Gee. I'll defend you, Lana.
I'm next, Portia. Would you let your sister, honey, come with you to a first date?
Sure.
Well, honey, we'll tell you about a celeb that did just that. Come right back. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey, hey.
Talking about a crazy first date, y'all. Former first daughter Barbara Bush opened up about her awkward first date with her husband, Craig Coy. Bush told reporters it was during her book tour, and it was the only way they could meet up due to their super busy schedule. She said, I invited him to meet with us at a hotel where we were staying for drinks. But what he didn't realize was that he was going to be with me, my sister, publicist, and two other friends of ours. Mm. So it was a group first date, and they tried to give us our space, but we were seated at the same table.
Mm. She's lucky he came back. You can't ambush somebody with a whole bunch of extra people for a first date.
Right. Yeah, because right. guys in Atlanta be like, I ain't paying for all their food and drink.
And that's when I had to get up and leave.
Right.
She's not going to be a gentleman and get, huh?
She's a Bush, though, honey.
What that mean?
She's rich, honey. He didn't care about all that. He wanted to marry Barbara. So he was going to be there with the publicist, the mama, the daddy, the cousin, and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, if you want the woman, you better pay for everything.
You better pay for everybody I invite.
Anybody that come. My stylist, hair, makeup,
yes.
nail tech.
Mm. He just decided to come along.
Yes, and you shan't have a problem, darling, or yep. I shall leave.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to lie. When I was single after my divorce and I started dating and stuff, it was hard because, like we always talk about, you know, when you first get divorced, women, we don't want to date right away.
Right.
So I used to do group dates with my sister, like it's been me, her, or my friend Shahani, and I would invite them on every single date that
with
I would go
friend?
With somebody.
But how many dates back to back?
A lot. If I was gonna be in public with you, we was gonna be in a group. I was not one to be in public alone with a guy because it's like, oh, she with him.
She moved on already.
Yeah,
she fresh out of a divorce.
Well, she hot.
6 months in dating. Well, 50 Cent is all about the Benjamins, baby. The rapper recently signed a 4-year deal worth $150 million with Starz, creating and producing scripted and unscripted content through his production company, G-Unit Film and Television. Mm. And get this, y'all. Mm. Included in the deal, he will have access to an optional fund for the development of projects, permission to utilize distribution channels among Starz and its parent company, Lionsgate.
Wow!
Okay.
That's why they canceled all those damn shows the other day, so he could come and do
that. That's right. Okay.
Yeah,
but, you know, 50 Cent will figure it out. Like, no
every
matter
time.
What the situation is, even if you sue him and win money, he'll
every
sue
time.
Somebody else to get the money back.
That's right.
Every time.
That's why he's so damn cocky.
Okay?
Yeah.
When I got off into this bankruptcy thing, guess who I called?
Huh.
50?
50.
I know, that's right.
He's good. His phone's going to be blowing up now. he just blew his spot.
Everybody going to call him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, do y'all think it's going to stop him from being so petty? Because he is always
no.
on the internet.
No.
He going to always say, get the strap.
Yeah, you're right. Up next, making love last is hard, but could watching porn together help? Some couples think so. We'll explain a little bit later. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up?
What's up?
Is porn the new couple's therapy?
Oh,
no. Well, this polyamorous Bronx couple sharing juicy details about their bond of watching juicy, filthy porn videos together.
The way you said it.
No, for real. So this Bronx couple is sharing juicy details of how they bonded over steamy porn videos during their first date. And 5 years later, they're still enjoying those same juicy porn videos together. They Hometown Reporters, it's like being at an orgy without having to talk to other people. In 2017, a Gallup poll found that 43% of Americans found watching porn to be morally acceptable, and 20% of viewers are watching porn with a partner in 2017. What do y'all think about this?
Well, let's point out the fact that this couple's in the Bronx, and the Bronx right now is leading New York City in crime. There's not really too many cool places you can go, so of course they're spending a lot of time indoors watching porn together.
It's all kinds of movies you could watch. You could do all kinds of stuff. It's like you don't have to just sit and watch porn.
What kind of movie?
Well, any kind of movies
that you both like.
These couples are watching movies that are turning them on together, and they're seeing other people having sex, and that's like a turn on for them.
Oh, I would not want to watch no porn no way, because my thing is I feel like I'm not good enough, and then this person all nice and fine and my ass fat and flabby. You don't want me. You just looking at the porn.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.